USA Radio News with Wendy King.
British officials are saying that the Kremlin plans to install a pro-Russian leader in Ukraine and has a potential candidate ready. They say that Yevhen Muriev, a former member of parliament in Ukraine, would be considered if Russian President Vladimir Putin decides to invade the country. Moscow denies the accusations, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken describes concerns about Russia.
We've been concerned and have been warning about exactly these kind of tactics for weeks. And we talked about that publicly, that Russia would try to, in some way, topple or replace the government. Just a few days ago, we sanctioned four Russian agents in Ukraine who were engaged in destabilizing activities. This is very much part of the Russian playbook.
Blinken appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. U.S. Embassy personnel in Ukraine are on standby to be evacuated if necessary. This is USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
A rare wildfire in the month of January in Monterey County, California, is being fueled by strong winds. Almost 1,500 acres of brush and redwood trees have burned in Big Sur, California, since the fire began on Friday. Wildfire expert Craig Clements.
Given the fact that we haven't had rain all January, and we had a heat, big wind event, offshore wind event, you know, these are the conditions that lead to wildfires, typically in the fall, not in January.
The fire is now 25% contained. Hundreds of residents have been evacuated along California's central coast near the fire. The FDA has expanded its authorization of the antiviral drug remdesivir to some COVID-19 outpatients. The antiviral drug has been approved for patients age 12 and older who weigh at least 88 pounds with a positive COVID-19 test results. They stress this is for outpatients who have mild to moderate symptoms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A woman in Connecticut is taking a tech giant to court over the addictiveness of social media.
A Connecticut mother is filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the company that runs Snapchat. The lawsuit says after 11-year-old Selena Rodriguez took her own life in 2021, they learned that she'd been addicted to social media, and the suit claims the girl's suicide was, in its words, caused by the defective design, negligence, and unreasonably dangerous features of their products. The statement claims Snapchat knowingly and purposefully designed, manufactured, marketed, and sold social media that's unreasonably dangerous as being designed to be addictive to young users. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, shows an admission by Laundrie that he was responsible for her death. Her body was found by searchers at a park in Wyoming. Laundrie immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. The FBI also said Laundrie sent text messages from her cell phone after she died to make it seem as if she was still alive. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.